Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. This final edition of Word Made Flesh for 2023. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Before we went on the air, we picked a scripture. It comes from Paul's writing in 2 Corinthians. Really to talk about reconciliation. You know, we're at that, right? New Year's resolutions are upon us, right? Have any of you made any yet?
No.
No? Not yet. That's probably good, right? That's
wait up to the last minute.
Yeah, well, we have enough on our plate, right? Yeah. Start adding things like that. But sometimes reconciliation, you know, maybe a resolution that we're going to try and be a little more healing in our words and our actions and things like that. But Paul writes in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their wrongdoings against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." Okay, any initial thoughts there, gentlemen?
Yeah, being reconciled to God, it's very important. You know, it's very important as far as, you know, healing. You know, coming into the new year, and also, you know, being considerate of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, so that we're able to reconcile and have reconciliation. And I just think that it's very important to keep that in mind around this time of the year. You know, and also too, I do believe that it's very helpful to reconcile in order to move forward, in order to start something new. You know, especially as far as like a New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, okay. Right. Anybody else?
Doesn't reconciliation come from your heart? It starts with your heart?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have it in your heart in order to reconcile not only to God, but to anybody. And it takes deep faith that it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think reconciliation is having a purpose in life. I think, you know, it's a learning process. It was a learning process for me. Being broken, you're learning a new way. Knowing that Jesus is right there by my side, 100. You know, and the people that I've made my support. Knowing that, I mean, it goes both ways, reconciliation to people, loving your neighbor, okay, being a friend, reaching out, you know, doing for others, doing the good that Jesus did, you know, even, you know, standing up for what you believe in the right way, you know, I mean, a new way, you know, getting out of the darkness, you know, and just, you know, living the way that is written, you know, just do the Jesus way, you know, loving people, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, and it's hard to find that, you know, because, you know, I think reconciliation too is saying I'm sorry.
Oh, sure.
You know, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, because we all either sometimes we're going through our moments in life and, you know, we forget. We might hurt people's feelings. We might, you know, but it's all about, you know, stepping back and, you know, what would Jesus do in this? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, good, good, good. You got anything you want to throw in right now, or are you still contemplating?
Yeah, I'm okay. Working on it.
Okay, all right, well, don't be shy. I think this scripture is apropos for this time of the year, right? Particularly when you look out into our world, there's so many divisions, right? It's polarized, right? It's almost binomial, I guess. You know, it's us versus them. Whoever, right? I mean, we got anti-Semitism's out there. Right? We got all these hate crimes going on. There's political divisions. There's economic divisions, cultural divisions, global divisions. You know, walls going up between. And reconciliation, okay. I like the idea where Paul says, look, you're ambassadors of God, as if God is in you, working through you. And I don't think we can really grasp that until we can fully accept the fact that we are beloved children of God. There's our identity, right? And as such, then it's our job to try and let God, Christ, work through us to bring down these walls, to bring down these divisions, right? And sometimes those divisions are right within our household, right? There's always going to be difference, right? But I think part of reconciliation is also recognizing the difference and still loving them anyways, right? That therefore, we may be different, right? Religiously, politically, economically, you know, the rich, the poor, whatever, right? We may be different, but I can still will your good. Therefore, the reality of division is now eliminated, and it really becomes an illusion. And we're working on the healing process among those. And I think it would be a different world, you know. But we are challenged with our identity. Do we see ourselves as ambassadors for Christ, God within us, working through us? Do we see ourselves as, you know, the beloved children of God? If that's our identity, well, then what's our purpose? Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, you know, love one another, right? Well, willing the good, that's part of the ministry of reconciliation. So our identity, we're given a purpose, the ministry of reconciliation. And yeah, we can all vouch on how hard that is. Right, but without it, right? I mean, that's ultimately what forgiveness is all about, is bring reconciliation. But we need to think that it needs to bring healing. And when you look into our world right now, you know, it's how it's just so divided on multiple levels. Where's the healing? Who's gonna be the ambassador of Christ and bring about healing in the world? So I think just within this one little scripture we have, we're given our identity, right? And we're given our purpose. And what's interesting, none of it has to do with us, per se, right? Although we have to be willing participants, right? We have to acknowledge the truthfulness in it, and then we need to willfully, you know, through our own volition, let it work through me. Right, it's no longer about my ego and what I want to do, my dreams, those type of things. It's a surrender, and you know, like in Hebrews, you know, Christ submitted, you know, became obedient. If he did it, I guess I got to do it too. So, you got a few more minutes there, gentlemen. Any follow-up comments?
I think that's what we do here at the Neighbors of Hope Men's Ministry. We love, compassion, hope. We provide that. We show that, and that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, we don't know these guys coming in here. We don't know. I mean, but we love them when they open the door.
But what we do know, all right, I appreciate you saying that. One of the things, you know, I tell a lot of people, Neighbors of Hope, as a faith-based Christian organization, our identity really is Matthew 25, right? Whatever you do unto the least of them. So what we do know the least of them walk through the door, Jesus says, you've done it unto me. So basically, every man that walks through the door is Jesus.
Amen.
And which, so, you know, this is Jesus. We're I'm sure, you know, if Jesus is poor, hungry, and homeless, a bar of soap and a bowl of soup would probably do fine, right? And then, for us, it's a Swiss steak. Jesus gets Swiss steak, right? Jesus gets Bob Evans for Christmas dinner.
Amen.
Right? I mean, Jesus, right? This, we treat everybody as if it's Jesus walking through the door, right? Hopefully, our guests encounter that reality of compassion, love, and the power of the Spirit which brings it to them. Right? You guys know we're not beating you over the head trying to convert you or anything like that. It's what I always said. It's St. Francis of Assisi, an old saying attributed to him, preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. It's got to be in your actions. It's got to be in your actions. And the ministry of reconciliation is an action. All right? We have to have a heart going, yeah, I want the healing. And sometimes that healing is for me, and sometimes it's for somebody else, right? And it doesn't mean, when it comes to reconciliation, it doesn't mean it goes back to previous ways. It's just that both parties can find healing. And that's what I mean. You can still respect differences, but you can have healing. Okay, a couple more seconds there. You got something to add?
Reconciliation... a lot of what I see is the understanding of the healing, of how do you, and depending on what it is, it could be anything, abuse, any type of thing that happens to you, and the understanding why it happens and be able to cope with that. And if you're uprooted from where you are, you have to move on from your home, or whatever the situation is. The understanding and how you can reconcile with that person or a group and get to a better place. That's huge. And there's all types of different reconciliation. I think it's just trying to find a way how you can get better yourself and try to put things to the side, but yet still coexist with those people that you have issues with.
Yeah. Coexistence with people who have differences with me, right? I mean, that's what I mean. There could be differences. It's not about eradicating the difference. But when differences become walls or divisions, obstacles, we're trying to, I only let certain people in and only certain people can go out, we're in and then them are out there. It's us and that, whatever, right? And it could be him, her. It could be just two individuals. And sometimes we may not always get the answer to the why question. Right? But I like what you say. The real question is, what now? What do I do now in light of all this? Well, gentlemen, on this last day of 2023, I wish you all a happy new year. And appreciate your comments and sharing on this edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again in the new year, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.